We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Mechdi, Rabbi Shmuel Hechikoyi. So Rabbi Shmuel is going on a Sochem, and he says that the word Moshe Seichem on a Sochem is after Rishu Vashiva. He learns from there the Gan Shas. The Gan Shas. Kol Tara Kula, he learns it. The whole Psukim, he learns Moshe Seichem, means every single thing, means after Rishu Vashiva. So Mara says, Mechdi, Rabbi Shmuel Hechikoyi on a Sochem. He's bringing it right from a Sochem. The Sochem says two things. It says, Kisavoyu ala Oretz. Kisavoyu ala Oretz, Moshe Seichem. It's two things. Moshe Seichem, Kisavoyu. So all you see is that much. So why do you say, it's basically Kashan Loshan really. Rishmol says, every time it's Moshe Seichem, he's after Rosh Hashiva. So Mara says, it's not really true. You need Bia Umayshav, because there it says, Kisavoyu al Arz Moshe Seichem. That we're learning out to Chodosh, that it means that's Tanakama of Chodosh, is this Tana. That's good also, because if you look at the parasha of Chodosh, Taka, in the parasha of Chodosh, also says Kisavoyu. So that works out, actually. Because if you look at the pasuk of Chodosh, it starts off, it says, talking about Omer. Later on, pasuk Yudal, it says, B'chol Moshe Seichem. So it says both there. But the Kash really is on the Lashon of Yishmael. He says, Moshe Seichem means after Rosh Hashiva. It's not true, you need both. Bia Moshe Sebu, and for the Gorah Hokkam, Alame, Chikom Mokav, Shem, Bia Moshe, Vene, Alaka, Rosh Hashiva, the Rabbi Shmuel, we change Rabbi Shmuel's Lashon. Talking means like this. Anytime it says, Bia Moshe, it means B'chol Moshe Seichem. And again, it works out for Chadosh. For us, it works out.
The question
was that Rabbi Shmuel said, "Are you sorry?" When it says Moshe Seichem in the Torah, you know what it means? It means after Rosh Hashiva. It doesn't mean every place you live. It means after Rosh Hashiva. So the Gemara says, you know, it's not 100% accurate because learning it from Nesachim. But Nesachim it says Kisavoyu also. So all you see from the pasuk of Nesachim is, and remember, how does Rabbi Shmuel know Nesachim is talking about Dafka in Eretz Yisrael? Because it says Lachem. It means the Bama Gadol. It means the Bama Gadolah. So he says that he tells Rishon, you're not accurate. It's not only Moshe Seichem; it's Bia or Moshe, both of them. That's what it means in Eretz Yisrael and after Yerusha Yeshiva. And I'm just speaking out. It's really Rashi that it still works out. We said the Mani Amo argues on Rav Leza is Chadash. It works out. Chadash has both things, which is a Kashan Loshen. And for the Gemara, no, change the Loshen. Hachkam Alam Shikom Moksh Nam Mishvei Nalach Yerusha Yeshiva. Yerusha Yisrael Yachi. What's Rekiva's kasha? I'm like Rekiva. Reish Shabbos and my Shabbos. The just says leSavar Reish v'Chol Moshe Seichem. I don't say the Kisavar Odi. So what's Rekiva's comeback to Rabbi? What's Rekiva's comeback to Rabbi Shmuel saying that MK? What do you do by Shabbos? Shabbos doesn't say Bia. And Rabbi Shmuel didn't answer that even. Rabbi Shmuel answered, "I'm only Shabbos Kavachaymi. Namely, I know Bia Moshe Kamina. What do you want from me? I said Bia Moshe. The Moshe right. Chodah Kamalei. Chodah Dana Bia Moshe Kamina. First of all, I'm only saying by Bia and Moshe doesn't mean after Yerusha V'Shiva." Va'oid the ka'amet are Shabbos. Never mind Shabbos. Shabbos is kavachaymi. Shabbos is a kavachaym. So, Mike and Miflegi, what's the bia machlekes? Now, Rashi learns, and Tosis will explain. Tosis say that in a second. Tosis agrees. Then, Marvel Shaila is what's Rabbi Kiva argued Rabbi Shmuel? Why did Rabbi Kiva hold that Rabbi Shmuel is wrong? Of course, it says the bia ma'ishav. So, chayra means takalach rishu shiva. Remember, we didn't even speak this out clearly. Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Shmuel holds, but chol ma'ishav means everywhere. Which means, according to Rabbi Kiva, when even a bama katana, even a person, there's certain times in Klal Yisrael, bama is a mutter. When the no Beis Mikdash, no shiloi in the Eretz Yisrael, bama was mutter. So anywhere you went, you could bring a carbon on a bama, like we find by Shmuel, this thing. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you bring nesachim. How do you bring nesachim? From the words, b'chol ma'is v'seichem, by nesachim. So Rabbi Kiva, why do you argue Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel is standing good. Like Tosfos speaks out, it's not Shver Waru was more arguing Rabbi Kiva because he had a drasha Lachem, like we said. Lachem sounds like talking about Bama Gedolah, not a Bama Siyachid. But why did Rabbi Kiva argue Rabbi Shmuel? But Maika Mifigi, Kirvu Nesachim Amidbar Kamifigi. Rabbi Shmuel is only Kirvu Nesachim Amidbar. They did not, we're Maka Nesachim in the Midbar. So therefore, the Pasuk is telling us that they didn't bring the Nesachim in the Midbar, and Rashi speaks out, even though they brought by the Meluim and by Tamid, but a Yachid that brought a carbon in the Midbar did not bring the Nesachim. So therefore, the Pesukim tell us now, Melchom Moshe Seichem and Nos Lachem, all those Lashonis, when you get there to Yisrael, after Yerusha Yeshiva, a Yachid that brings a carbon in the main Mizbeach will bring the Nesachim. But according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds, all Yachidim brought the Nesachim already in the Midbar ready. So therefore, what's the Pasuk telling us Melchom Moshe Seichem? Obviously, they brought, if this brings means Bama Gedolah, it doesn't make sense that they have to wait after Rosh Hashiva. They were bringing the Midbar ready to bring in the Sachem. So must be, B'chol Moshe Seichem must be saying, every Bama Siyachid brings the Sachem. Rabbi Akiva saw Vakiva Sakha Midba. That's the reason Rabbi Akiva argues with Shmuel. It couldn't say like Rabbi Shmuel, that means to teach us that that Yechidim who bring a carbon on the main Bama, on the main Mizbeach, that they bring the Sakham. Because that we knew. They brought in the Midba all the years. Since they brought in all the years, so it can't be that's what's coming to tell us. That's Pshat and Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. So Ad Kan, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Now we go Vaita. Oma Vaita. Hai Tana, the Bear of Shmuel, Mavik and the Bear of Shmuel. The Tana of Bear of Shmuel that says, Evi Moish Vaisechem, it teaches us after Yerusha Veshiva, but Kisavoyu itself not, is not like the next Rabbi Shmuel. It means, until now, we have Rabbi Shmuel, it says, only if it says Moish Vaisechem, it's mean after Yerusha Veshiva. If it would say plain Kisavoyu Laretz, it would mean before Yerusha Veshiva, it means right when you get into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to bring another Tana of Rabbi Shmuel that says not like that. Oma Abaya, high town of Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik Vidoch, town of Rabbi Shmuel. And the town of Rabbi Shmuel, Hovner of Beers, Vitaris Tam, since this is a lot of times because of Rabbi Stam, a part of Akos Bechavim, Lacharuz Vashiva, and some of them speaks out clearly, Lacharuz Vashiva, Afko Lacharuz Vashiva. That's Megalatos, that every single Kisavoyo means after Rush Vashiva. Vidoch, the other town of Rabbi Shmuel, says, no, it's not a Gilu Milsa. Which means like this, there's no Afkimi La Halacha between, really, there's much of what could be an Afkimi La Halacha, but the difference is like this. Rabbi Shmuel before said, you need Moshe Seichem, say after Rosh Hashiva. If not, Kisavoyo means you get there at Shal. The other Mandi Yama is saying, the other Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that Chomosh Seichem by Nisachem, for example, is a Megillah Mils, that every single Kisavoyo means after Rosh Hashiva. Every Kisavoyo by itself means after Rosh Hashiva. So what's about in our time, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like that. V'idach, should have a melech u'bekurim, shtengsum v'on ke'echad. V'chol, shtengsum v'on ke'echad, eim alamdin. And the melech u'bekurim are shtengsum v'on ke'echad, and every shtengsum v'on ke'echad, eim alamdin. What's pshat? By melech and bekurim, it says there, of klar v'irishti v'shaftaba. By melech it says, kisavoy al aret, v'irishti v'shaftaba, v'amra, v'amarta, asim alai melech. Bekurim also says, v'hoi kisavoy al aret. And there also, it says, mefurish, yerusha v'yeshiva. It says there, V'hoyu kisavei la'aretz, Hashem ha'kech ha'nois loch, nachla v'rishta v'shafta ba. And it says there, you bring the Bekurim. So Bekurim ha'melech ha'shtek suv v'onkech. Therefore, only those are after Yerusha v'shiva. But nothing else. You can't learn out from that. It can't be a gil milsa of everything else. V'chol shtek suv v'onkech ha'nei malam v'idach. So what's about the other of Tala Rav Shmuel who says that every time it says B in the Torah, it means after Yerusha v'shiva, you learn out l'chara from one of these two. L'chara, why do you do that? Why have to speak out klav melech Bekurim? V'idach tzrichi. If it's in Melech and not Bekurim, have Amina Bekurim de Komisani. You have to realize that Moish Vaseichem is not an issue that says about Nisach Moish Vaseichem because there it's not clear what it means after Rosh Hashiva. It's a drasha. But these two things say clearly Rosh Hashiva. And if you learn out Gilu Milsa everywhere else, just learn out straight from Melech and learn Bekurim from Melech also. Why does it speak out clear from Melech and Bekurim? Must be, you don't learn out from there. It's like Subakayim Alamdin. Or the other man says, no, it's Trichi. Digash Mona Melech, like is a Bekurim Amina. Bekurim becomes standing the altar. The Bekurim that you have enough right when you come into the country, you already have enough in the Paris, maybe right away you should be chayiv. But Melech is after Rosh Yeshiva. So that's what you need a possible Bekurim to say after Yerusha of Yeshiva. Because of Bekurim, you would, like us of Melech, you would say, Havina Melech, the darker lekabesh, la'altar. You need a Melech to start capturing the land. Maybe you should put a Melech right away. Therefore, I have to say Yerusha of Yeshiva. So the Mandiyama of Tanur Yishmael says he can't learn out. Learns the shteks of Amkecha. The man says you could learn out to hold that these both are needed. So what does the other man then hold? Who says that you can't learn out either both needed? Ve'idach nichta rachman melech. Just say melech. Loiboye bekurim. You won't need to say bekurim. But now, Amina, I'll tell you ma melech delekabeish lacherush v'shiva madach melech, which is to capture land. You have to wait through shiva bekurim like kolshken. I went up to the svara that bekurim has to know right away. Toys Shonim here, small Toys Shonim here, beginning of the wired line, says, Lesley hashtahach svarad le'el bekurim sound altar. It's a little funny, or changes mind very quickly. Toys Rosh takes out the girsa, he doesn't have the girsa of Misani because of that. The whole thing about not. Ve'idach, ikosav hachi is a new taina. Havina midava chala, kamash lon. Chala we know, you definitely chai when you come in, because you use loshim bevayachem. Don't say kisavar, you use bevayachem. And we darshim from that once you come into the land, you chai when chala. So, akaponim, so therefore you would think you learn out Bekurim from Chala, Kamash, long after Rosh Hashiva, so that's when you need Tzrichas. Ad Kan, the sugya of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Moshava is after Rosh Hashiva. Now I'm going to go back to the halacha of Chayav HaSagov. V'hashad the Amres Chayvus Aguf Nehegas Vim Be'Eretz Yisrael Vim Chuzaretz Moishav the Kosher Achonah Gavas Shabbos Lomli. So why Taka does it say L'Shavara Es V'Chol Moish V'Seichem by Shabbos? What's Taka the Pshat? Why did it say V'Chol Moish V'Seichem there? If we know already, you don't need V'Chol Moish V'Seichem teach us that's in every single spot. We know already Chayvus Aguf is every single spot. Since Shabbos is said in the parish of Me'adas, maybe to buy Kiddush Bezdin. Maybe she Kiddush Bezdin, ki Me'adas. Me'adas don't happen until Bezdin Mekadosh the Chodesh. Maybe Bezdin will have to Mekadosh every Sunday in order to have Shabbos. No, that Moshe Sechem does not have, you don't need Kiddush Bezdin. How does that tell you no Kiddush Bezdin? Like Rashi explains, Kiddush Bezdin had to be done in Yehuda, because says, Ashikhla Siddush Husham, had to be Dafka in Yehuda. And if there's a din of Kiddush Shabbos, it had to be done in Yehuda. It says, no, but Chomo Yishvah Seichem, you don't need Kiddush Bez Din at all for Shabbos. That's what Yishvah Seichem is teaching us by Shabbos. Moishav, the Kosher Chomo Gav, Chelev Adam Lamali. There also says Chomo Yishvah Seichem. And by Chelev Adam, it's Chayv Sagov. And there it says, Chug HaSeichem Ver Seichem, Chomo Yishvah Seichem, Kol Chelev Chodam, it's Chelev. Why is it Yishvah Seichem there? So tomorrow, Lamali, it's a Saklam, you know, Chelev Ben Yonah, the Kabbalah, since Chelev Adam is in the parish of Kabbalah, so maybe dafka was van deik a carbon, it's a chelev adam. Only when there's a carbon, chelev and dam should be awesome. And it makes sense, you know why? Because chelev and dam go on the mizbeach, that's why it's awesome. But if it's not like a carbon, you think maybe there's no carbon on it anymore. Loi, there's no way it's a chelev adam. Kamas long, kamachom moish v'seichem, it's every single place you chai. The third kasha. Moishav the kasha achmona gavi matzah. Umaro is lav dafka. Gavi matzah umaro, it can think it's been me a matzah. Matzah says, kol mach matzah es loisa chelev, kol moish v'seichem toichlu matzahs. What does that teach? Chayv is a gof. Of course, chayv matzah everywhere. Saak adayt chamin holvik kosev al matzahs. Itzchok saak adayt chamin holvik siv al matzahs merem yechlu. Bezman de ikka Pesach. In, v'zal ha-kabas ha-loi. Mora kash why lomali. Mora says, you know what? I would think that since this is matzahs merem yechlu together with the carbon Pesach. Bezman de ikka Pesach. In, v'zal ha-kabas ha-loi. Na chayv ha-matzah. Kamash lo ni chayv ha-matzah. Now, beer the kosher one got with tefillin and petach amar lomeli. It says by petach amar and tefillin is v'hoyi kviyacha. Why do you need that? We said it's chayv as aguf. You chayv everywhere. So the gemara who limeboilei leketani teaches the following brayso. The very small, the leketani very small. Also mitzvah zu shemashil the gemara torah. It's the same mitzvah zu. Do this mitzvah, and with that, with chus of that mitzvah, you will go into the oritz, go into the shul, and that's what says v'hoyi kviyacha. We got to teach us that do this mitzvah because with chus this mitzvah, you will go into eretz Yisrael. And be zoicha for the land because of the mitzvah of tefillin and petach amar. So Akbar, we answered all those shyness, and met Shem. The next gemara is going to go into the shaila of chadash a little bit with the man and go through the sugya of when the yidden got their shawl, what they eat until they brought the carbon ha'imer.